Good morning. It's a real joy to be with you once again and to join in with your worship and your activities as well. It's really nice to come to somewhere like this and feel at home, so thank you for that. I last visited you, as we were saying, just over 3 years ago, in May 2019. In one sense, that doesn't seem that long ago at all, but what with the pandemic and everything else, it does feel like sort of ages as well. And boy, have you been doing a lot since I last came. I met up with Chris Beckett at your Methodist district meeting back last September in Bath. I was speaking to them there and was thrilled to hear how far you've gone on the eco-church journey. And I guess I want to say, right at the start, what I was thinking about, and it sort of came through, and the St. Paul's words to the church in Philippi sort of started echoing in my mind. So, Mike, to the church in Chippenham, I thank my God every time I remember you. I mean that. I tell people about Sheldon Road and what you've been doing. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel. And what you're doing with the church is partnership in the gospel. From the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I think it's something for you to remember about, think about as well. And perhaps I'm hearing that you're getting these new solar panels in as well. As we're going on a journey, sometimes it's good to remember just how far you came. So do you want to give yourselves a clap? Now, did you hear, we were talking about the Jubilee, did you hear Stephen Cotterill, the Archbishop of York, preaching for the Jubilee? I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when the Archbishop of Canterbury rang up Stephen Cotterill to say he'd got COVID and could he preach? Hi, Steve. Small little service. I wonder if you could take over. Yeah, the Queen, a cathedral full of people and millions watching as well. Stephen described it as a bit of a gig, I think. But what he does excel at is a simple, clear idea. And if you remember, he took up one of the real passions of Her Majesty, and he talked about horse racing and linked it with St. Paul saying about running the race set before us. Well, as a seasoned preacher, I'm very happy not to steal, but to borrow ideas and explore with you running the race of caring for creation, because you have made a cracking start and are well into the race. But it's easy to flag at this stage, particularly when some of the easy stuff's been done and you're squaring up to the more daunting issues. In horsey terms, you're at the point where you need to be G'd up, and I'm going to be a terribly corny preacher and give you some G's this morning to help you think about what as you go forward as well. And I'm confident to reflect with you on reflecting on Psalm 65 with this as well. And the first G I want to give you is the G for give thanks. And it's really good that in your worship this morning you've been reflecting that, giving thanks. And Psalm 65 calls us back to the realization that we are utterly, totally dependent on God through the natural world to support us. In the first few words of that psalm, it hears about the gentle rain that waters the soil to produce the grain for us, and how the good earth is enriched by God. And the second part is a celebration of harvest, how carts overflow with the abundance of crops, and how the land is filled with flocks of sheep. In everything we do in caring for God's natural world, can I suggest we start with giving thanks and remembering the world, the glorious world, that we are utterly dependent on as well. To start with the place of joyful praise, because for in the practical vision of all we have, and also for the sheer beauty of the world around us. It was lovely to have that video at the beginning of walking through the woods. One of the pathways for me of becoming a Christian was actually coming into contact with God through the natural world. And it's a way that, as we've discovered through the pandemic, people's spirituality has been woken up by reconnecting with the natural world. It's very easy to get burdened down with lots of oughts and shoulds when we're thinking about how we can care for the wonderful world around us. So let's all start by that giving thanks, because it puts everything into perspective. The next G, though, is a bit more sanitary, and perhaps it's two G's as well, and it comes from the psalm as the well, and it's a G for growing up and for getting real. It's not really directed at you as much, because you are engaging in it, but rather with the whole of humanity. God has provided a wonderful way of providing for us in this planet. But if we don't look after it, it will break. It's already breaking. The use of oil and gas and coal has brought amazing benefits to humanity, and the development of fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides in their time too meant that people can be fed. And you might find it strange for me to say this, but we should give thanks for the benefits our human world has been built on. But in previous times, we didn't know the impact of these things. Now we do. Now we do. And rather than just carrying on regardless as humanity, we must grow up and change our ways. We know climate change is impacting our world now. Wildfires, floods, coral reefs bleaching, and sea levels rising. And this, to emphasize, is only the mild beginning. It's going to get a lot worse, and if we don't do things about it, it will get even worse. We know that our natural world is being destroyed by the chemicals that are being used and by the pollution that we're producing. To make a difference, we have to grow up and get real and stop using them and fossil fuels too. Otherwise, the provision of God, promised in Psalm 65, is not going to be able to continue. The scientists are telling us that really we've got 5 years to really make a major critical impact on this, to avoid catastrophe. And we must radically change our ways. And yet still, our politicians talk of opening fresh oil wells and are wedded to the idea of constant economic growth. We cannot economically grow bigger than what the planet can provide for us. So we need to grow up and develop new ways of living in relationship with the planet that supports us. And that's why it's so good to see what you have already done as a church here. Taking a prophetic lead in your community. In taking on an eco-church, you are being like the yeast in the bread dough of your community here in Chippenham. A green light on a hill, to paraphrase Jesus, to point to a better way. Which points me to a final G for today, the G for going and acting. It's great that you've achieved the Silver Award. Firstly, with the experience you've gained, can I encourage you to mentor other congregations around who are just starting out on the journey too? Looking at the eco-church map, I see that St Andrew's in Chippenham has also been awarded a silver award. And you may be already doing this, but can I encourage you to see if you can partner with them, because it's always good to have someone else, you know, iron sharpens iron, to have a partner in the gospel as well, to spur each other on and to encourage those church communities around and then the wider society to engage. Secondly, there's the push for the Gold Award and beyond. Now, I'm part of Arusha UK, who are behind the whole eco-church movement, and we've deliberately set gold to be challenging. But I know that you can do it, and I'd love to come back and see that award being made. But in doing it, remember that you are not alone. And we at Arusha UK want to support and encourage you along the way. So a word about Arusha UK, the Christian charity behind Eco Church, as I said, and the charity I'm now honoured to chair as the Chair of Trustees. And just a reminder, you might be thinking, Arusha, that's a strange name. Arusha means the rock in Portuguese, where Arusha first started work in this world. The rock, and that sort of, that's got that image when Jesus talked about the firm rock on which to build faith. Arusha UK is part of an international federation of Arusha organisations across the world, coordinated by yet another Arusha, Arusha International. Arusha family is unique within the Christian mission world in being specialists in nature conservation. And as we face a crisis in the catastrophic loss of plants and animals, alongside the crisis of climate change, Arusha has a crucial role to play for the whole of the world church. Now, just to be aware, if you look up Arushas, you'll come across Arusha International, and they've got quite a high profile in this country too, because that's where their base is, and they're our sister and they're great. But if you want to support our work, you have to support your Arusha UK, so make sure there's a UK at the end of it. So what do we do as Arusha UK? Well, Eco Church you know about, but also Arusha UK does some very other significant work to care for creation. Can I have... Oh, it's come up already. That's good. First of all, we have two substantial nature reserves ourselves, Fox Earth Meadows in Essex and Woolfields in London. Woolfields is in an urban context and Fox Earth is very rural. They are important in themselves, but we also use them as study centres, allowing individuals and churches and other organisations to discover more about caring for God's earth as well. They're quite a distance from you, but you're more than welcome to go and visit them as well. If I can have the next slide, because we also have something called Partners in Action. What we do is we aim to support others in nature conservation so that we can magnify our impact. And the Partners in Action, we've now got over 20 of those, and they are places which have a significant amount of land, and we partner with these landowners to ensure that they can actually care for the land that they have and conserve it and see the natural world flourish within it. There are places like Lee Abbey, you might have come across, down in Devon. Though we also have conservation centres, we have major landowners. We've also got a place called Hazelnut Farm in Bristol, which is an urban, it's an urban fresh expression. Actually, the main part of it is based in the land from at the back of a Methodist church. I think the district is selling off the church. We're not quite sure what's going to happen to the land. But the joy of it is that actually in an urban and quite deprived area, people are discovering God through coming and understanding church through gardening and engaging with the natural world as well. Partners in Action provide, again, a place where you can go and see things in action as well. And finally, if I can have the next slide. We have something called Wild Christian, and I think you need to click through this. I haven't got a clicker myself. So if you do a few clicks, things will start appearing. There we go. Let's put them all up. That will probably be making a sense. So Wild Christian is an online community, and if you come go to the Arusha website, you'll be able to join up with it. It sends out regular email bulletins, and it's a way of connecting individuals in caring for the natural world and coming up with ideas. We are growing at that. There it says 1,000 subscribers. I think we've got up to about 3,000 now as well across the country. And the real joy of that is that we are not alone. And other people are doing things, and we can actually engage with that. And it's great to see some of the things that the Wild Christian community are doing as well. We are thrilled to be partnering with you with Eco Church and to support you as you strive for climate justice on this Climate Sunday. We believe our calling as Arusha UK is to support individuals, landowners, and churches too, to honour God in caring for God's good earth, to support you so that together we can see God's kingdom come here and now. To do that, we would love to build our relationship with you as a church and as individuals too, as well. And if I could have the next slide. And if you look on your tables, I've given you a small little slip that you can take away. I was thinking this morning, it's a bit like a sort of a DIY fridge magnet as well, because it's got a nice little picture on. If you put a bit of sticky tape, you can stick it to your fridge as well. And it gives you signs of how you can sign up as a supporter and also connect to the Wild Christian Network. That's the keep in touch bit as well. Practically, like any mission organisation, we need financial support to continue and develop our work. We offer Eco Church as a free tool to every church community in the country. But we do need funds to develop that work as well as all the other work we do. And we would value donations from churches and individuals. We are particularly thankful for those who feel able to become regular givers to Arusha UK as a mission society so that the work can develop and increase as well. And if you look at the slip I've given you, if you've got your phone with you, you can do clever things with the QR codes. And we all know about QR codes, don't we? Which will take you to those. But if not, take it away. And I've given you the links on the World Wide Web too. The Arusha staff team are scattered across the UK, serving different areas. But last Monday, I had the privilege to meet with them all at our headquarters in London at one of our rare all-staff gatherings. And they are a hugely committed team, quite a young team, driven by a calling to honour God by caring for the earth. And I strongly commend them to you and urge you to support them. So, to conclude, my hope is that today I've geared you up to yet more work to care for this good earth that we live on, that God has given us, that we honour God by caring for. Let us give thanks for all the provision God gives us through this wonderful world in which we live and move and have our being. Let us, though, also grow up and with sober minds realise we cannot just keep abusing this earth and expecting it to go on supporting us like it's always done. So let's go and act. Jesus taught us to pray to God, your kingdom come. And so we see God's kingdom come here and now, as we work with him for the good of the kingdom of God. Amen.